Thank you very much, Chairman. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you from around the world. Digital development through digital transformation has become ever more important since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. And various UN agencies and other stakeholders have assisted countries in their respective capacities, relying substantially on the digital component. Progress in the implementation of the WSIS action lines at the regional and international level is essential for social, economic, sustainable development. And ITU is keen to collaborate with everyone to make sure we achieve this. The COVID lockdowns have illustrated clearly that the availability of digital products and services empowers citizens, workers, and students in their daily engagements and needs. And it's now a priority for all countries. The ability to leverage the progress made in the digital sphere has been an important factor in the resilience achieved during the pandemic. And it will be critical as we recover from this crisis. However, as we can see in Ukraine, there are worse crises than COVID. A digital development country profile for Ukraine was under the process of finalization by the UN country team in Ukraine just a few months ago. It offered a broad analysis of the status of digitization, supplemented by information on the activities and projects being implemented at the national level and in the wider region to guide engagement of the UN system in the country to equip decision makers on the digital development of the country. According to the latest ITU data, 75% of people in Ukraine used the internet in 2020. And even though this is below the average of the European region, which is nearly 85%, the share of internet users was steadily growing over the last decade. But what is it now? I'm very pleased that the ITU Council recently adopted a resolution on assistance and support to Ukraine for rebuilding their telecommunications sector. It reaffirms the importance of telecommunications and ICT for peace and development, and we look forward to implementing it in collaboration with our UN partners once the war is stopped. Almost 20 years ago, the World Summit on the Information Society laid out a vision for a world where everyone can create, access, utilize, and share information and knowledge. Since then, many people have had access to very promising technologies. As the recent UN Progress Report on the implementation of the WSIS outcomes notes, many expectations related to technology and services have been exceeded, and successive waves of innovation in digital technology have had significant development potential. ITU advocates a digital ecosystem that can turn this potential into a reality. At our World Telecommunication and Policy Forum held last December, top international representatives from the public and the private sectors adopted a set of guidelines that align emerging digital technologies with global priorities for sustainable development. At stake is the ability of public and private sectors to come together to accelerate progress in health, education, climate action, innovation, and infrastructure, and all the other areas related to the UN Sustainable Development Goals. The importance of this multi-stakeholder cooperation lies at the heart of the WSIS process and is exemplified in the UN Secretary General's roadmap for digital cooperation. During my tenure as Deputy Secretary General, I've been very pleased to see the WSIS community grow in diversity and strength. It now includes innovative thinkers, policymakers, mayors, civil society, and business leaders from developed, developing, and least developed countries alike. And they each bring new perspectives to ICTs for development. With its interactive, inclusive, and far-reaching agenda, the WSIS Forum has brought to life the many benefits of ICTs in areas as critical and diverse as education, health, financial inclusion, climate change, accessibility, cybersecurity, smart cities, and many more. And this has been a driving force in extending global connectivity. The WSIS Forum and the UN Group on Information Society, UNGIS, are excellent examples of existing interagency mechanisms for digital collaboration for social good. Initiatives such as the WSIS Stocktaking Repository of Women in Technology, the WSIS Multi-Stakeholder Alliance on ICTs and Older Persons, and the WSIS Youth Campaigners embody the spirit of the WSIS Forum. They seek to ensure that ICTs are distributed as widely and equitably as possible. The WSIS Forum is exemplary in bringing people together from around the world with the simple but powerful objective of sharing good ideas on practical ways to bring the benefits of the information society to people everywhere. It makes a difference to people's lives. And I've had the pleasure of witnessing this even in some of the most remote regions of the world. I'm proud of the important role ITU plays in facilitating and implementing the WSIS outcomes and the SDGs, but this is a collective effort, and I thank all our partners and UN agencies in the WSIS family that work closely with us in implementing the WSIS process. As we look to the future and the preparations for WSIS Plus 20 and WSIS Beyond 2025, we have already begun identifying the achievements and challenges in implementing the WSIS Action Alliance for Global Development in the future. Earlier this week, the ITU Council appreciated the ITU's Secretary General's suggested roadmap on the 20-year a review of WSIS Beyond 2025. And we've shared this document with the CSTD Secretariat, and we look forward to working in close collaboration with CSTD and all the other UN agencies involved in the WSIS review process, including, of course, the UNGIS members. Discussions on the roadmap will continue at this year's WSIS Forum, so I encourage you to help shape it by taking an active part in the event. We're already holding virtual sessions of the WSIS Forum every week, and the final week of the forum will take place physically in Geneva from the 30th of May to the 3rd of June. We've also submitted to the CSTD Secretariat a detailed presentation with all the updates regarding the WSIS process. So I hope you will have a chance to look at that. Now more than ever, the key words are collaboration, coordination, and cooperation. Let us strengthen what unites us, not what divides us. Let us work closer together at the national, regional, and international level to continue to align the WSIS process with the SDGs and fulfill the vision of an information and knowledge society where everyone, everywhere, can benefit from the opportunities that ICTs can bring. Thank you very much, Chairman.